February 3, 1927, how in the kingdom of the divine fiat there will be one will alone. How one saying about the divine will can be a key, a door, a path. How the supreme will forms many breasts in all created things, from which to let its children suckle its knowledges. My always lovable Jesus, drawing me all to himself, told me, my daughter, the kingdom of the divine fiat will have one single will as its center, the divine. Therefore, one will be the will of all which, diffusing through all and embracing all, will give happiness, order, harmony, strength and beauty to all. So, it will be the kingdom of one single will, one will for all, and all for one will. What renders the celestial fatherland happy, if not the will of God and the will of all? Oh! If another will, different from that of God, could enter heaven, which cannot be, the saints would lose their perennial peace and would feel the disorder of a will which is not divine, which does not contain all goods, and which is not holy and bearer of happiness and peace. Therefore, unanimously, they would all cast it out. So, the kingdom of the fiat will have only my will, and my will alone, as law, as regime, as dominion. And by virtue of it, all will be happy, of one single happiness. There will never be disputes, but perennial peace. After this, in feeling the great effort I was making in writing, and the hardship I experienced, I felt undecided whether I should continue to write or not. And my beloved Jesus, inciting me, told me, my daughter, each additional word about my will can be one more key in order to open the kingdom of the supreme fiat. Each knowledge about it can be a new door that forms to give more ease, more entrances, to let the children of its kingdom enter. Each simile about my will is one more path that forms in order to facilitate the communications of this kingdom. The most tiny thing that regards my fiat is a heartbeat of it, which it wants to form in the midst of the children of its kingdom. And to suffocate this heartbeat, my daughter, is not appropriate. This heartbeat will bring new and divine life, be located from this heartbeat, to be enjoyed by those who will have the fortune to possess this kingdom. Do you not know that to be able to say that a kingdom exists, first it is necessary to form it, and then say it exists? Therefore, it is necessary to form the paths, the security doors, the keys of gold, not forged with some other metal, in order to facilitate the entrance into the kingdom of my will. One path less, one missing key, one locked door, can render the entrance into it more difficult and less comfortable. Therefore, everything I say to you serves not only to form this kingdom, but also to facilitate those who will want to possess it. So, the firstborn daughter of my will must have the care of rendering that which regards the kingdom of the eternal fiat easier. Then, I was continuing my acts in the supreme volition, and finding myself outside of myself, I went around the whole creation to follow the divine will in each created thing. But while I was doing this, the veil of each created thing was torn and I could see the holy will dwelling in them, doing each act which each created thing contains, always operating, without ever stopping. And my sweet Jesus, coming out from within my interior, told me, my daughter, look at the exuberant love of my will, always stable, always operating, always in the act of giving, without ever drawing back from what it established to do when the supreme fiat echoed in the creation. My will took on the commitment to perform all arts, to carry out all offices, to execute all servitudes, to take on any shape in order to make man happy. Even more, it acted as more than a most tender mother, disposing all created things almost like many breasts within which it hid, to let itself be suckled by man. So, it became sun to let man suckle its light. It became heaven to let him suckle the vital love of immutability. It became stars to let him suckle the variety of goods which its works contain. It became water, plants and flowers to let him suckle the water of grace, quenching his thirst, and to let him suckle its sweetness and its chaste fragrances. My will took on all shapes, of bird, of lamb, of dove, in sum, of everything, in order to reach the mouth of man and let itself be suckled by him, to give him the good which each created thing contained. Only a divine will which created everything in an outpouring of its love, could take on so many shapes, perform so many offices, be so persistent, without ever ceasing to do its acts. Yet, who tries to penetrate into each created thing, to see who is the one who offers its breast to him, to give its milk, to breastfeed the creatures, to amuse them and to make them happy? Almost no one. My will pours itself out continuously, it gives its life in each created thing in order to give life, and they do not deign even to look at it, to see who is the one who loves them so much, and is life of their life. Therefore, the sorrow of my will is great because of so many denials from the creatures. So, with divine and invincible patience, it is waiting for its children who, by knowing it, may tear the veil from created things which hide it, may recognize the breast of their mama and, grateful, may suckle from those divine breasts, as her true children. And so, the glory of all creation, of all redemption, of your Jesus and of the eternal fire will then be complete, when the children of its kingdom will attach themselves to its breast, to suckle from its breasts. Recognizing it, they will not detach from its breast, and it will give them all goods, and will have the glory, the contentment, to see all of its children happy, while these children will have the honor, the glory, to copy within themselves the mother who, with so much love, keeps them on her lap to nourish them with her divine milk. Now my will finds itself in the conditions of the sun when the clouds prevent the fullness of its light from investing the earth with all its vividness. So, because of the clouds, the sun cannot display all of the light it contains, as if the clouds would hinder the glory of the sun from giving course to its light, always the same, always fixed, as it indeed gives it. In the same way, the clouds of the human will hinder the whole course which the Son of my will would want to take toward them. And since it cannot communicate all the goods it contains, either through creation or directly, its glory is intercepted by the clouds of the human will. But when they will know the supreme fiat and will give themselves as its children, these clouds will be removed, and my will be able to give the goods it contains. Then will our glory be complete in the midst of creatures.